it up, put the hip shit on the shelf. Cause the way the real wealth is being real with self. My life has seen the glory of the coming of the left. I can't do it by myself, so I'm asking for help. It's time to switch it up, put the hip shit on the shelf. Cause the way the real wealth is being real with self. My life has seen the glory of the coming of the left. I can't do it by myself, so I'm asking for help.
Money, money, money.
That's
all you
talk about. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. Like Kanye West says, having money is not everything, not having it is. No, Deuteronomy 8:18 says God gives us the ability to create wealth.
Money is the root of all
evil. No, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Yes, I do think about other things in life. I'm just trying to leave a legacy for my family. Not everything, but when you got it, you can do some cool stuff. And now, your host for Talking Money in the Morning, financial health mentor to the working class, Mr. Ace Quartet. Good morning, Black World, and welcome to Talking Money in the Morning Live with your main man, Ace Quartet, the one and only financial health mentor to the Black community, everybody's favorite fatherpreneur, where I do my absolute best to bring practical yet proven wealth-building strategies to working men and women all over this great nation of ours. Truly an honor, privilege, and a blessing to come to you live and direct from the Black Wealth Movement Studios here in St. Louis, Missouri. Man, 8 days left, guys, for you to join the Black Wealth Movement at the unbelievable low price of just $9.95. What does that $9.95 get you? Well, you get to test drive our wealth-building platform for 30 days for less than $10. We're going to teach you how to minimize your taxes, how to eliminate your debt, how to fix your own credit, how to invest, the art of entrepreneurship if you want to build a business around these financial principles and strategies. And yes, you heard that right. Test drive the whole system for just $9.95 to start. If you like it, then it's $35 per month. Literally, guys, the collective consciousness of the group of people that you will be plugged into is worth $35 a month alone. And then in addition to that, you get a business. Then in addition to that, you get the tools and the resources you need to build generational wealth for your family. Now, I will tell you this. If you're looking for get rich quick, this ain't that. If you're looking for build wealth deliberately, then yes, you need to partner with the Black Wealth Movement. So to get more info, all you do is text Black Wealth Movement to 314-874-6887. Again, text Black Wealth Movement to 314-874-6887. And don't be surprised if I call you back when you text me on that number. But most likely, I will just send you over some information for you to review. And then if you like what you see, then we can move forward with getting you registered. So do me a huge favor, guys. Go ahead and share today's show. Hit the share icon, and then you can choose which social media platform you want to share it on. I like to share it to Facebook. I like to share it to Twitter. But whichever account that you have, then please share the show. If this is new for us to be on YouTube exclusively and on my website exclusively. So keep in mind that if you want to catch any of the replays as well as my written commentary, go to tv.financialhealthmentor.com for written commentary as well as replays of past shows and episodes. If you're brand new to the show, I'd like to let you know exactly who this show is for. This show is for risers and grinders only. You've got to be ready to get up, get out, and get something in this economy, or else you're not going to have nothing. Point blank and period. Anything that you're going to have, you're going to have to go get it yourself. And if that's you, this is your show. This show is for legacy builders, man. I'm trying to build a legacy for my family. Every night before I lay down, I'm asking myself, what can I do tomorrow, next week, next month, next year to ensure that my children's children are proud to bear my last name? If that's you, this is your show. On the other hand, who is the show not for? The show is not for the eternal pessimist. We all have those people in our lives that just got a problem for every solution. You can't really help people like that, right? If that's you, this is not your show. If you're that negative Nancy, then now we're going to have to politely ask you to exit stage left. Other people have problems with money. They think money is evil. They think capitalism is a dirty word. They think wealthy people are jerks. If that's you, get off my stream. But let me give you a word of caution. If that's how you truly feel about money, then understand that you will always repel money, prosperity, success away from you because your subconscious mind will never allow you to become that which you despise. So if that's you, you can exit stage left. And like I tell you each and every morning, I have no problem with you not wanting to be wealthy. That's your prerogative. I only have a problem with you having a problem with me wanting to be wealthy, right? And if you've never seen a future billionaire before, yes, that's billion with a B. And yes, I did say it, right? I want you to take a screenshot. Jeez, and watch your boy work because it's going down. But again, let me caution you. You might want to get in the game with me. See, there's not been a single billionaire on this planet that has not helped others become billionaires, mega millionaires, decamillionaires, millionaires, six-figure earners. Think about what Oprah Winfrey done for Gail and Yolanda Van Zandt and Robert Kiyosaki and Dr. Phil, right? Think about what Bill Gates has done for all the people that came through his lineage. Think about what Mark Cuban has done. Think about what Mark Zuckerberg has done. These are billionaires, and when people ran with them, yeah, they were able to get them a piece of some of those billions as well. So you might want to join the movement and ride this wave along with your boy. Guys, it saddens me that we have come to the last installment of this series, 12 Principles for Fulfilling Personal Vision. 12 Principles for Fulfilling Personal Vision. So we're going to get on with part five, but before I do, let me recap all of the first 9 principles. And then we'll get into the last 3 principles for today's. Number one is you got to be ordered by a clear vision, right? See that thing and see it clearly, right? Welcome, Future Leaders LLC is in the building. Body by Bazelle is also in the building. Guys, if you are just jumping on, do me a favor. Let me know what part of the country you're tuning in from. And if you're building a business or a brand of any sort, type the name of your brand in and tell us a little bit about what you do. Now, don't give us your full description, right? Just tell us a little bit about what you do. You never know if someone on this stream might want to partner with you based on your description. Somebody seeing this on the replay, you never know. Somebody hearing this on iTunes and Stitcher, as I give you your free business shout out, they might want to connect with you. So give me the name of your brand so I can give you that business shout out, because we're all in this thing to help each other grow. It's not necessarily about you joining the Black Wealth Movement or Monetize My Life Academy. Whatever you're doing, I want to help you win and help you have success. So give yourself give me the name of your brand and also let me know where you're tuning in from. So be ordered by a clear vision. And sometimes when that vision comes to you, you start omitting pieces of the vision because you don't quite believe. No, when the vision comes to you, see the whole thing and see it, see yourself succeeding with it with great clarity. Number two, know your potential for fulfilling vision. Understand that if God gave you the vision, he's also going to give you the means to fulfill the vision. Develop a concrete plan. The vision comes from God. The planning is up to us. Excuse me. The vision comes from God. The planning is up to us. And then we have to take steps to execute that plan in order for God to order said steps. Right? Number four, possess the passion of the vision. There is not a single successful person on this planet that's ever had any measure of success without being passionate about what they're doing. Develop the faith of vision is number five. You don't have vision if you don't believe in the vision. It's not a vision. You got to believe, man. You got to believe that you can accomplish the vision. You got to believe in what the vision stands for and the mission and the impact the vision is going to have. You got to have faith in a vision. Number six, understand the process of vision. Yes, there's a process, man. You don't have a vision today and it's fulfilled and manifested tomorrow. There's a process and you have to understand that and you have to be steadfast in that process. Set the priorities of the vision. We talked about priorities helping to keep you straight, keep you on task, helping you priorities keep you from trying to do everything, right? Recognize other people's influence on vision. See, all of our purposes, the reason we have been designed and created on this earth, all of those things are intertwined. So there is somebody else's vision and their purpose is to help you with your vision and purpose. So you have to understand that other people have the ability to influence your vision, but also understand that they can also impact that vision negatively. So you got to be careful with the power of association. Employ the provision of the vision. That means you understand that you're going to need resources. Sometimes those resources are built and buried within you and they just need to be pulled out. Other times those resources come from other people. So you got to be walking in your vision, walking in your purpose, so that those whose vision and purpose is to help you, they can recognize that and they will instantly know that they are to be part of your vision, right? Now, that was number 9. So now we're on to number 10 for today. And we got a lot of bullet points for number 10. Number 10 is the persistence in achieving the vision. Again, if you're just jumping on, go ahead and type in the chat where you're from. We do see that real time. And let us know the name of your brand so we can give you a business shout out. Appreciate you guys for tuning in this morning. The persistence in achieving the vision, right? Bullet point number 1, because God gave you the vision, don't make it easy. Don't mean it's going to be easy to achieve. Sometimes we believe that, hey, this vision came from God, so that's it. Because it came from God, then it's automatically going to happen. You got to remember that God gave you the vision, and part of the process of the vision is to develop character and responsibility in you. And sometimes, based on who you are and what you've already been through, you might have to go through a whole lot of stuff to develop the character needed to sustain you in the vision. So the vision did come from God, but it doesn't make it any easier to achieve just because the vision came from God. Gotta be persistent, guys. What does persistence mean to me? That means you continue to move forward in spite of challenges. Guys, you're going to have some obstacles. We learned in a principle, that all vision have a cost. One of the costs is the obstacles or the challenges that you will face trying to meet or make or fulfill that vision. So you're going to have to be persistent. Persistence to me is the ability to anticipate challenges. See, when I'm laying out my game plan, I'm expecting to be challenged and I'm coming up with contingency plans along the way or in anticipation of certain challenges, right? Gotta be persistent. Bullet point number 3 is you gotta have courage to be steadfast in the pursuit of your vision. You've got to have courage to pursue your vision. I told you guys, visionaries are crazy, right? Think about what a crazy person is. A crazy person sees things that's not there. A crazy person talks to people that no one else can see, right? That's me. I'm crazy all day, every day, and twice on Sundays. I see things that other people can't see because I see things as they could be, as they should be. Most people only see things as they are, and that makes me crazy. I talk to people that no one can see. I talk to my future self all the time. That makes me crazy, so I accept that, right? So you have to have courage to be a visionary. When you're a visionary, that means you are in the forefront. That means all targets are on you. See, a lot of people have courage confused. They think people who have courage do not feel fear. They think people who are courageous do not fear fear. That's not the case. People who have courage have learned to move in spite of fear. So I want you to put in the chat, in spite of fear. That's what defines courage. It's not an absence of fear. It's, yes, I feel the fear. I'm shaking in my boots, but I'm going forward anyway, in spite of the fear, right? You've got to have courage to be a visionary, right? Principle point number five, anticipating obstacles makes you persistent. See, if you are the person that is naive enough to believe that everything that you attempt to achieve is going to be a tiptoe through the tulips, if that's what you believe, then you're not going to have the necessary persistence to move forward. Because if you believing in your heart and that, and you're naive enough to believe that you're just going to possess the land, so to speak, without any challenges, the first challenge that you run into is going to set you back, and chances are you're going to quit. You're not going to persist through that, right? Good morning. If you're just hopping on, go ahead and type in the chat where you're from. Type the name of your brand as well so I can give you a free business shout out. You never know who wants to connect with you. If you're not tooting your own horn, who is, right? So anticipation is what helps you to be persistent. It's when you do not anticipate challenges, you do not have contingency plans, you have not resolved in your mind that no matter what comes up, I'm going to literally keep going, that's when you fail to persist. So you have to anticipate challenges. Next principle is don't get beat, get better. Don't get beat, get better. Remember, and this is a good one for Body by Bazell. How do you get stronger, Giovanni? It's through working against resistance. See, when Giovanni and Body by Bazell is in the gym and they're doing their thing, she doesn't put limited weights on her clients so that they have an easy go of it. No, she challenges them with resistance, because it's resistance that makes you stronger. So you have to remember that. Don't get beat, get stronger. Yes, there's going to be resistance, but when you fight through the resistance, that's when you start to develop your strength. That's when your muscles begin to grow. That's when your mental muscle begins to grow. That's when your mental imagination begins to go. When you're stuck in a place and you have to figure out how to overcome, you're challenged mentally. Your imagination is challenged. How do I overcome this obstacle? Don't get beat, get better. Learn from the resistance and the challenges that are in your way so you get better, right? Again, I go to my Mario analogy, right? Every board, every level, Mario has to learn something new that's going to help him and serve him in the future. Because when you get to that last board, you can use a combination. In fact, you will need a combination of everything learned throughout all of the previous boards to beat the final stage. Same thing with you and the achievement and pursuit of your vision. You're going to need everything learned along the way. Sometimes you're going to have to call on that one lesson that you learned in stage one of fulfilling your vision. Sometimes when you get to the end of the vision, you might have to call on the thing that you learned in lesson four of trying to fulfill your vision. So don't get beat, get better. That's why you persist and you keep pushing. Right? No means not right now. Not that way. No means not right now or not that way. See, sometimes when we're running up against obstacles and people are telling us no, or we can't figure out how to get things done, sometimes God is saying not right now. Sometimes he's saying not that way, right? If you're just jumping on, do me a favor, go ahead and type in the chat where you're from, the name of your brand. We like this show to be as interactive as possible. So sometimes no means not right now. Sometimes no means not that way, right? Sometimes when you are being challenged, you can't accept no for an answer. When you're trying to fulfill your vision and you run up against a challenge and the answer is no, You got to say it could be not right now. Sometimes when you run up against a challenge and you're being blocked, it could mean not this way. So you have to figure out another way to get it done. You have to figure out another a person to go to get the answers that you need, to get the help that you need. So just remember, now, no is a complete sentence for us when we're telling people no, but you can't accept no for an answer when you're trying to fulfill your vision. You have to move forward and you have to challenge people. You have to challenge things. You have to challenge situations and say, okay, I tried it and I got knocked back a little bit. It means not right now. Maybe I need to learn something else before I can overcome this hurdle. Or maybe it says this time I tried to go over the hurdle, but no doesn't mean I can't get over the hurdle. It means not that way. So instead of getting over the hurdle, I might have to go under the hurdle. I might have to go around the hurdle. So you might have to change the approach. You might have to change the approach, right? And then last, you're going to have to dig deep, man. You're going to have to dig deep. Since there is not enough darkness in the world to extinguish God's light in you, but you can turn off the switch. I want y'all to get this because this is something that I had to overcome. There's not enough darkness in the entire universe to extinguish God's light in you. But you do have the power to turn off the switch. Other words, you can turn out your light, but there's not enough external circumstances in the entire universe to extinguish God's light in you. So you know what your enemies do? Your enemies try to get you to believe and to convince you that you ought to turn your own light out because they know that you can't do it. They know that they can't do it. So they beat you down and cause you to doubt yourself so that you give up and you quit. That's the only way your light can be extinguished is if you turn it off from the inside. It's the only way. And I had to realize this, and I think back to all the times that I got defeated. And I start saying to myself, did I truly get defeated? Or did I just turn my own light off? Did I quit? Did some external force extinguish the light God put in me? Or did I hit the switch from the inside? I want y'all to get this because the way the world is set up, the way negative forces are set up is it's all mental. It's all psychological. It's all to get you to turn off your own light because there's nothing in this universe that can extinguish the light that God put in you. But sometimes you can get knocked down so many times, even though you have the strength to get up, you tell yourself, this enemy is too strong. You tell yourself, I cannot overcome. You got it in you to get up. But you're telling yourself while you're on the canvas, I've given them my best shot and I cannot win. And even though you have it in you to stand up, you just stay there and you give up on yourself. The Bible says all you got to do is stand. If you get back to your feet, God will give you what you need to be victorious. But you got to fight and stumble to get back on your feet. You got to have it in you. Get knocked down 7 times, get up 8. But a lot of times we turn our own light off. We give up. We never have gotten defeated. We've always quit. We've always quit. There's no force on this universe. There's no darkness great enough to extinguish the light that God placed in you. It's always been you turning the light out from the inside, right? So, and I believe that was the last one. And the last one, there's no skipping steps, guys. You can't skip steps. The last one is you go from persistent to also perseverance. There is persistence and then there's also perseverance. You're going to have to get up off the canvas sometimes. See, persistence is, I see obstacles in my way and I'm dodging, I'm going around, I'm going over, I'm going through. Perseverance says this obstacle smacked me and knocked me down. And how do you respond after being knocked down is perseverance. So you gotta persist. And then you're also going to have to persevere. Today's quote of the day. Don't sacrifice your dreams because of fear of conflict or disagreement. Don't sacrifice your dreams because of fear of conflict or disagreement. Man, if I didn't have to learn this lesson right here. Wealthy artists in the building. How's it going, brother? If you're just jumping on, do me a favor, type in the chat where you're from and also give me the name of your brand so I can give you a business shout out. Today's quote of the day, this is something that I had to overcome. See, I'm what you call the most non-confrontational person on the planet, right? Or some people might call that being a punk, right? I just don't like confrontation, right? However, you're never going to pursue and fulfill your vision if you sacrifice your dreams because of fear of conflict or disagreement. You have to get to the place where you just stand on your square. And thank goodness I've been able to get to this place where even though I don't like conflict, I don't like to be in disagreement. I just don't like that kind of stuff, man. I'm just an optimistic person. But at the end of the day, I have to stand on my square. Black economic empowerment has to be achieved, and I have to play a pivotal role in that process, period. And I have to do it a certain way, a way that I was called to do it, and that might rub some people the wrong way. And we just have to agree to disagree. That's it. But you cannot sacrifice your dreams because of fear of conflict or disagreement, right? That's by Dr. Miles Monroe. Today's quote of the day was brought to you by Monetize My Life Academy. Go to www.monetizemylifeacademy.com. Grab your free ebook, Easy Online Incomes. Lays out some things that you can do from the comfort of your own home to make a few extra dollars online. So again, www.monetizemylifeacademy.com. Grab your free ebook, Easy Income Online, if you're interested in learning some simple strategies that you can do to make a few extra dollars using the power of the internet. So that was principle number 10, persistence. And that was the longest one. The other ones are pretty short, so we'll get through those pretty quickly. But man, persistence, y'all, to keep it moving. Right? To keep it moving in spite of the obstacles in your way, right? I'm looking for my, maybe I don't have that up. Right? Persistence in anticipating, there we go, this is what I'm looking for. All right, so you got to be persistent, man. And I think when you anticipate issues, challenges, that helps with you being able to be persistent. Number 11, it's another good one. Be patient in the fulfillment of the vision. Guys, patience. You can't force your vision into a particular timetable. It's all about God's timing. Remember that part of the process of vision is to develop character and responsibility in you. So sometimes we want the vision to happen like this, but if it happened like this and we didn't develop the proper character, we wouldn't be able to sustain it, right? My man, Eric E.T. Thomas, the hip hop preacher, says all the time, sometimes talent will get you into places where character can't sustain you. Sometimes talent will get you into places where character cannot sustain you. So don't rush the process in God's timing, right? Let me go back to my last Mario analogy, right? In the world of Mario, as you're playing that game, there's something called warp zones. That means that I could literally go board one, level two, level three, level four, level five, level six. I can go through each level systematically and in sequence. But there's something called a warp zone where I can warp from one part of the board to another part of the board. Or I could even warp from one level and skip to other levels. Well, guess what? If I skip from level one to level four, I did not learn the lessons or did not encounter the enemies on level two, three, or four. And now I'm not equipped to deal with what's coming at me on level four because I skipped ahead. You can't skip ahead. You got to be patient. Allow the process to develop your character and develop the responsibility in you so that when you do fulfill the vision, when you do reach your goal, when you're finally standing victorious, your character and level of responsibility will sustain you, right? All in God's timing. Be willing to progress at the vision's pace. Can't skip ahead. We just covered that. The vision's pace, the process, don't feel bad. If you run into a roadblock and you have to stay stagnant for a second, just really realize and remember that, I'm here and I appear to be stuck. And the only reason you're stuck at any level in life is because you have yet to learn a lesson that you're going to need in the next level. So start doing inventory. Wait a minute. Did I skip something? Wait a minute. Did I miss a critical learning or teachable moment? What am I missing here that's got me stuck at this point in my life? Right? Again, I go back to Body by Bazelle. There's certain things that you do in the gym and they call you call it hitting the plateau. It's like, man, there's something that's gone. I've been stagnant, I've been stale in my routine, whatever the case, but I've hit a plateau. My weight came off at 2 pounds a week for the first 5 weeks. Now I'm barely losing a pound a month, right? That's called a plateau. I'm stuck, I'm stagnant. What that means is you have become rigid in your thinking, you become rigid in your training, you become rigid in your diet routine. You're gonna have to do something to mix it up, switch it up, or something. There's something you're missing, you're not learning, you haven't quite developed the character that's going to sustain you or get you or propel you through the next level. So don't feel bad that you're stuck. Understand that there's a reason you're stuck and try to get to the root cause of it so that you can overcome, right? There's a reason. If you're stuck, there's a reason you're stuck. Do inventory of your activities for the last 90 days. Did you learn and extract every single lesson from the last 90 days, right? Did you take any shortcuts? Did you skip ahead a little bit, right? Some things you might have to just go back and you just have to read all the way through. See, I'm the type of guy who will grab something that needs to be assembled. I dump everything on the ground and then I just start putting it together without reading the instructions. Right? Because I'm kind of handy, so I've got a knack. I kind of see how things are supposed to go, and I've done it a few times. So I just start putting things together, and it never fails that something is always on backwards. Then I have to go back, take all of that stuff apart, read the instructions, and then put it back together. See, when I could have just read the instructions the first time, I could have just gone through the process the first time instead of skipping ahead, trying to rush, trying to get to the completed vision without going through the proper process, right? Being patient gives you peace, right? Being patient gives you peace. See, I know that I'm going to fulfill the vision. I know that the vision and the pursuit of the vision takes me through a process that's going to develop me to be able to be sustained in the vision once it manifests. So my patience gives me peace. So I'm running this race and I'm looking at people race by me. I'm looking at people have success. I'm looking at people celebrate as they cross their finish line. But I know that I have patience because the process says that what you're going through is going to prepare you for your victory. They are celebrating their victory, which is not my victory. So I can't get antsy or anxious because they crossed their finish line. Now I'm jealous. Now I want to get through. Now I'm just starting to throw things together for the name of being able to say, I finished when they finish. Well, you never know. They may have had a shorter distance to run. You never know that they may have already had the character needed so they didn't have to go through a long process. Maybe I'm so bent up and broken down that my process is longer to straighten me out. Got to have patience. And if you have patience, it will give you peace. Right? Patience is the key to power over adversity and turmoil. Patience is the key that gives you power over adversity. See, now because I understand the process, when I run into adversity, I actually take my time going through the adversity because I want to learn every lesson there is to be learned so I don't have to repeat this step. I'm gonna say that again because I want y'all to get that. Now, when I run into adversity, most people used to tuck and run. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the story that my mom told me about the eagle in the storm. See, the eagle, when it would see the storm coming, it would fly away from the storm, right? Flapped and it flew and it flapped and it flew and say, no storm, no matter how fast, is ever fast enough to catch me. I'm one of God's fastest creations, land, air, or sea. There's no storm fast enough to catch me. And when it get into the next place, sunny skies, clear skies, it starts to build its nest and it's chilling for a couple months, and all of a sudden, here comes another storm. And he sees the storm coming and he flies away from the storm. He flapped and he flew. He flapped and he flew. I'm one of God's greatest creations, land, air, or sea. There's no storm fast enough to ever catch me. And then he gets to clear skies. Sun is shining. He set breaks down, sets up his nest, and he starts to chilling. But it starts to seem that the storm keeps approaching faster and faster. So he sees the storm coming yet again. And he leaves the nest and he flies away from the storm. Ha! No storm is fast enough to ever catch me. I'm one of God's greatest creations, fastest creations, land, air, or sea. No storm's fast enough to ever catch me. And then this time he gets to his blue skies, and before he can finish setting up his net, his nest, the storm is on him again. And it's at that point he decides, I'm tired of running from the storm. And he turns around with vengeance in his eyes and he flies right into the storm. And as he starts to fly into the storm, he hits a turbulence that elevates him a little bit and knocks him back. And he says to himself with a vengeance, I'm one of God's bravest creations, land, air, or sea. No storm, no matter how dark, will ever scare me. And he flapped and he flew and he flapped and he flew and he continues to fly into the storm and he hit another turbulence that knocks him back. But he becomes more determined every time he hit one of these turbulences. And he flapped and he flew and he flapped and he flew. He says, I'm one of God's bravest creations, land, air, or sea. No storm, no matter how loud, will ever scare me. And he continued to fly into the heart of the storm. And he flapped and he flew and he flapped and he flew. And he hit another turbulence and turbulence knocked him back. And he continued to be determined to face his storm. And he flies into the heart of the storm. He said, I'm one of God's greatest, bravest creations, land, air, or sea. No storm, no matter how dark, will ever scare me. And what he didn't realize is that every turbulence he hit, it not only knocked him back, but it also elevated him. And before long, he found himself flying above the storm, looking down into the eye of the storm. See, sometimes you need to do an about face and change the conversation you have with yourself. Yeah, he's one of God's fastest creation, and there's a time for speed. But he's also one of God's bravest creations, and he had to face his storm. Sometimes you got to face your storm, go through the process. So when I run into adversity right now, I'm saying I'm not going to tuck and run. I'm going to face this storm. You know why I have to face the storm? Because I created it. Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that. Let me run that one back. You know why I have to face the storm? Because I'm the one that created the storm. See, there was something that I did in my past, some seeds that I sowed, some things that I neglected, some things that I did not do that created a storm that had been following me. But because I was running from the storm, I'm thinking that it's a different storm approaching every time. Nope, it's the same storm. But because I've never faced it, I'm thinking it's a different storm. But guess what? I created the storm. So instead of running from my adversities, I want to get them over with. I want to learn the lesson from them, and I want to move on so I can face the next storm, so I can be stronger and learn the lesson, so I can elevate. So I can elevate. See, those storms that are coming up in your lives, you did that. Stop running from them. And just say, hey, okay, I know I might have wronged some people in the past, and karma is, you know what? So here it comes. Let me face it head on. I know I might have talked about some people bad in the past. Now people are talking about me and it's got me in this whirlwind. But let me face it because that's of my doing. That's of my doing. So let me face it. And I learned the lesson from it. It makes me stronger. And now it develops my character. It develops the responsibility in me. So now I can level up and I'm fit. I'm strong. I'm empowered to handle whatever the next level throws at me. See, you can't go to the next level. God is not sending you to the next level until you're strong enough to handle what's awaiting you on the next level. All right, y'all done got me all off track with the story, but let me go ahead and get into today's book excerpt of the day brought to you by youngbizkids.org. I had to stop yesterday and read this out loud to my wife because, this is good stuff. Patience brings peace in the midst of uncertainty. When you are patient in the fulfillment of your vision, you are able to be calm in the midst of uncertainty. For example, you can be at peace when everyone else is worried about being laid off. No one can really lay off a child of God. All they can do is set you up for your next position that will further prepare you for the fulfillment of your vision. You can endure the cross when you have seen the joy of the end of your vision. When you don't have vision, you complain about the cross. You become frustrated about your position. You get angry about your salary. You worry about holding on to your job. You grumble. However, when you understand vision, you remember that vision takes time and patience and often involves change. Man, that just made me jump for joy. No one can lay off a child of God, man. All you doing is setting me up for my comeback. All you doing is setting me up for my next position. So thank you, Mr. Boss Man. See, patience gives you peace in the midst of uncertainty. When you understand the process of vision, then you know that this layoff of the job is part of the process. It's going to strengthen me up for the next position that I'm going to have in order to fulfill this vision. When you understand the process, you accept the adversity and you go through it and you learn the lessons and you level up. When you are patient in the fulfillment of your vision, you are able to be calm in the midst of uncertainty. For example, you can be at peace when everyone else is worrying about being laid off. No one can really lay off a child of God. All they can do is set you up for your next position that will further prepare you for the fulfillment of your vision. You can endure the cross when you have seen the joy of the end of your vision. I want you guys to understand, when you truly see the end and you truly believe in your vision and you know that where that vision came from, I seen how this movie ends. It's like watching a replay of a title fight. And the guy you're pulling for wins in the end, right? You already know this before you watch the fight, but you haven't seen the fight. But you know that Mayweather wins in the end. Everybody, this is the day after the fight. Everybody says, yeah, Mayweather 50, no, he wins. But you go back and you watch the replay of the fight and you see he gets knocked down in the first round. You see he gets knocked down in the second round. You see he's wobbling around in the eighth round. You see he's dog tired in the ninth round. You're saying, wait a minute. It looks really, really, really bad, but you already know the outcome. You already know that he wins. So now it's just, I'm just trying to see how he's going to pull it off after being beat the heck up for 10 rounds. What did he do to turn this thing around? So when I'm in the midst of my storm, I've already seen the end. I know how this thing ends for me. So I'm just giddy as all get out because I'm trying to figure out, God, how you finna turn this thing around and make it work for my favor? How in the world are you going to pull this one off? Because I've seen the end of the movie. That's what vision is. Vision is the end of the movie. God just don't tell you the plot. He don't tell you the scene. He don't tell you the ups and the downs and the roller coasters and the subplots and all that. No, he just gives you the end of the movie. I know how this thing ends for me. So when I'm in the midst of my storm, I'm like, oh God, you must got something really good, and but you gonna pull one of the greatest miracles out because this thing is bad. And all I gotta do is wait for it. Be patient. Right? Wait and be patient. So embrace the test as it develops patience. Patience perfects spiritual character and leads to fulfillment of vision. Embrace the tests because now you know why they're there. A, you know that you created them. B, you know that they're in your life to help you level up. embrace the test. A, you know that you created them, and B, you know that resistance is there to strengthen you, because obviously I'm going to need to be a lot stronger for this next level, this next season that I'm going to. Does that make sense? Obviously, I'm going through all of this hell right now because I'm going to need to fulfill this test. So if you want to get your kids involved in entrepreneurship, then go to youngbizkids.org. They got some cool online courses. They got some downloadable PDFs and things that will help your children understand how to become entrepreneurs. I sit on the board of that organization. I know the founder really well. She's phenomenal with these kids, especially if you're in the St. Louis area. They can come participate in some live workshops and things. But if you're not in the St. Louis area and you just want to introduce them, check out some of the online classes and things of that nature, some things that you can download, some coloring books that help put your children in the mind frame of entrepreneurship. Youngbizkids.org, and that's kids with a Z, youngbizkids.org. Embrace your test, y'all. Bazelle said, this is way too deep for a Thursday morning. Hey, this is the last of the five-part series, so I got to give it all to you today, man. So we got to make part five just as good as part one. Embrace the test, y'all. Embrace the test. A, you created that storm in your life, so own it. And B, know that you're only being tested because you need to be strengthened for the next level that you're about to go to, period. That's why you're being tested, so that you can be strong enough to endure whatever you got to endure on the next level. And finally, principle number 12. Principle number 12 says, stay connected to the source of the vision. Stay connected to the source of the vision, right? Communicate with God daily. Talk to God daily, right? What is your prayer life like, right? What is that conversation that you're having, and what are the things that you are speaking out into the universe to help you fulfill the things that you need to get accomplished, right? Communicate with God daily. Recognize that God is not just the source of the vision, but also the support for the vision. See, in your communications, in your conversations with God every day, you can find peace and comfort in His wisdom. You can find peace and solace in His words. You can find peace in your meditation life, and just to understand that He not only has the provision for the vision, but He also wants to support you. He wants to coddle you. He wants to hold you. He wants to help you rest easy at night as you're going through the pursuit of the vision. He's the support and the source, but it's your job to stay connected to Him. You have to stay connected to them. Make time every day to get still and know God. Make time every day. One of the biggest things I struggle with is making time, because once my feet hit the ground on the side of my bed in the morning, I'm on go. But you have to make time to sit still, get into a quiet place. See that quiet inner voice that you hear from time to time? That's the voice of God. But some of us got so much going on in our lives that we can't hear it. And then we start asking, God, where are you? And you're like, I'm here. I'm just way, 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 way on the back burner somewhere. I'm here. You just put husband, children, wife, children, friends, business, entertainment. You just got all of this stuff in front of me, but I'm in line. When my turn comes, I'll be waiting on you. When you make time for me, I'm here. So you have to make time to be still. So you talk to God, but you also want to hear from God. Sometimes you can't hear from God until you get still. Sometimes you can't hear from him until you get still. Right? And that's a problem that I have. I know that I have that problem. Right? He says, I'm here for you, but I'm waiting on my turn. I'm waiting on you to give me some time. That's all I'm waiting on. I thought you was going to give it to me after you and your husband had date night. You and your wife had date night. Oh, I thought you was going to give me a little time after you and the kids went to the play. I thought you was going to give me some time after the basketball game. You watched your son score 30 points. I thought you was going to give me some time after you had that squabble with your friend. I thought you was going to give me some time after you went to the movie. I thought I was going to get a little bit of time while you was on vacation. I'm waiting. I'm here. So make time to not only talk to God, but to also hear from God. Make time to not only talk to God, but to also hear from God. See, that quiet, still voice, God doesn't raise his voice. Now, he does some things externally to get your attention that might shake your world up a little bit, but the quiet, still voice is at the same decibel it's always been. It doesn't get louder. It doesn't get softer. In order for you to hear it louder, you have to quiet some things down in your life. And you can hear it crystal clear. Right? Be aware of the people and the things that God used to speak to you through. Be aware and alert of the things that God uses to speak to you through. Yes, the quiet, still voice, you can hear from him. But sometimes you're communicating with him, you're getting still, and you're asking him things, and he doesn't answer right away. But then somebody walks into your life with a word of wisdom. Then something happens right in front of your eyes that jogs a memory, and it's what you were trying to think of, but you couldn't think of it. And all of a sudden, bam, that thought comes to your mind at a certain time and place. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. See, that's God. But you have to be aware and alert and recognizing the people and the things he uses to communicate to you through. Being still helps you with that awareness and with that alertness. Because he's always talking, he's always communicating. And then you have to trust him. You got to trust him. You have to trust him. You have to remember that he has a vested interest in the fulfillment of this vision. He has a vested interest in the fulfillment of this vision. You got to trust him. God, you said I was going across the street. And you said that's where the promised land is, right? But now the direction that I'm going in is right there. What? Why am I going in the opposite direction of where you told me the promised land is, God? Then trust me. I might need you to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years before you're able to fulfill this vision. Got to trust him. Stay connected, and you got to trust. Stay connected, and you got to trust. Right? So, guys, that's it for the day, man. I apologize if I went a little too heavy, but this thing right here, go to my website, tv.financialhealthmentor.com. You will see a link to grab you a copy of this. Guys, when I say I didn't even scratch the surface. I just gave you the cliff notes. Go to tv.financialhealthmentor.com, click on the picture of this book on one of the blog posts, and grab this, man. Grab this. It is. Yeah, I just gave you the cliff notes, man. But it goes in, man. So appreciate you guys for listening. Come back tomorrow. You guys know it's free business coaching Friday. It's what we're going to do tomorrow. But again, this series blessed my spirit. It really, really did. And I'm going to be playing this on replay. The other thing that you guys can do, if you want to take this with you on podcast, remember that it is available on iTunes and Stitcher. Stitcher.com if you have a Android device. iTunes, of course, if you have Apple device, and you can download the podcast. This series, this episode of the series will be up probably by 10 a.m. this morning. But go out and download and put the stuff on repeat if you need to hear it again, because that's what I'm going to be doing over the next couple of days to help solidify some of the visions that I have for myself. Again, thank you. Please give me a thumbs up. Excuse me, or thumbs down. Share the show on your Facebook page for me, please. And let's just continue to grow the audience. I believe that, you know, more and more people would love to wake up to a show like this each and every morning. So I'm your main man, H. Cortez, the one and only financial health mentor to the Black community, everybody's favorite fatherpreneur. Until I talk to you guys next time, I want you to get your money up, because you absolutely can do it. But more importantly, you deserve it. Peace out, y'all.
Seats to the round table, each nigga bow, they stay low. Inside went the ground, now it's time the whole world to make way for. 5, 6, 7, 8 cats from scratch cake, we make that. Paper cats, they hate that. Y'all got shit, we don't take that. Had your cash like, where the wake at? My rap, can't shake that. Come like 10 PGs on a clucker from every angle, you can't escape that. Got out the game to lay back. School the youngest, they ain't how to weigh that. Develop your heart, for you start running these streets, trying to stay trapped. Yeah, what it is, A-trap. The whole shit since way back. So never in the struggle, but Black man, we got to break that. Get on some like payback, just feeling the need to say that. We down out of town, we gotta switch it up like ASAP.
I often wonder what's my destiny, cause true to life, I got some problems that be stressing me. But still I'm living, so I know that God is blessing me. And with these niggas hollering fam to the death of me, that's how I feel. In troubled times of these last days, I hope through life that I done took the right pathway. I look around and it might be too late to turn back. And when I see a nigga fall, yo, I learned that. So watch your step, bullshit'll get you nowhere. And disrespect a nigga, shit don't even go there. Keep your third eye open up at all times, and benefit you if you stay away from all crimes. Watch the police, I hope I touch at least one nigga, even if I never make not one figure. So God forgive me for the sins and the lies I told, but ain't no lie, this here is coming from inside my soul. I love this shit,
it's
man.
Time to switch it up, put the hip shit on the shelf, cause the way the real